So tonight's the today was Lag BaOmer, and as we know, there's different minhagim regarding the minhagim of the sphira, the avelus of the sphira, the nihuge avelus of the sphira. When does it go until? And that's in the paper. The Mechaber and the Ramah talk about it. That the minhag of the Mechaber is noyim shel listaper ad Lag BaOmer. So that's the minhag of the Sfardim, is to wait till the day after, which would be tomorrow. And the Ramah says no. The minhag of Ashkenazim is to be mistaper on Lag BaOmer. So what I want to discuss is a few points. First of all, just the different minhagim and the Hishtal Shlo Sadavar a little bit. The different minhagim and what the Ramah says at the end. What the Ramah says at the very end, which is also here on the paper, it says v'lo yinagu. At the end, it says v'lo yinagu bi'ir achas miktas minhag zeh miktas minhag zeh mishum losis koydu. There's an isra in the Torah of losis koydu, which means that losas agudas agudas. The Gemara darshins, it means don't make into different groups. You shouldn't be split up into different groups. And therefore, we learn that from that the Gemara in Yevamah. So you shouldn't have different minhagim or conflicting, not just minhagim. If anything, it's really talking about ikar halachas. There shouldn't be machloikis in one place, in a city. To me, it will look like machloikis, or it looks like there's two Torahs, like Klaisol is not agreeing on something, and therefore conflicting ways people behave. That's a Yisrael Lois is going to do. So the Mechaber and the Ramah says, even though there's two minhagim, you shouldn't do multiple minhagim in one city. And oneself obviously can't do both, because then he's not doing the either minhag. So the question is, how does that work nowadays? You have one big city, you have a lot of people doing different minhagim, different things. What's the pshat? Why is that mutter? So, just as far as the different minhagim go, basically, what I'm going to say today, I have to thank Rabbi Flayden for this Mar Mokum of Ramosha. And I'm going to pretty much say over what Ramosha writes. We have very, very enlightening chiddush in how he looks at these different minhagim. So the minhagim are all brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Tezvav. So just to speak out the minhagim, there's the minhag of the Sfardim, like we said, was to be misabel until the day after Lag BaOmer. And the reason for that is because they were Chazal say that the Talmid Rebbe Akiva died until 15 days, Preis Atzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, which if you make the Cheshbon, that means that until the day after Lag BaOmer, they died, and therefore you have to have the Avelus, including Lag BaOmer, until the following day. The Ramah says, no, that it goes until Lag BaOmer. So that means from Rosh Chodesh, from Pesach, from the first day of the Omer until Lag BaOmer. That's what the Ramah says in Sif Beis. In Sif Gimel, the Ramah says that there's another minhag altogether. There's another minhag altogether. And the minhag is, in this minhag, there's three different versions, but pretty much, the minhag is to start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar and end closer to Shavuos. In that, there's different ways to do it. You could do it either start from the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is Lamed Nisan, and go until the first day of Shlosh Yishmei Hagbal, until Beis Sivan, or you go from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, after 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is Beis Iyar, until Erev Shavuos. Now, what's the pshat in those two minhagim? Where did that minhag come from? So the Bach explains, and it's pretty much mefurish over here, is that this shita is like the Tosis is shita in Yevamos. The Tosis says is that the Talmid Rebbe Akiva died for 33 days during this time period. We don't really know exactly, necessarily, which days they died. But they died for 33 days during this period, and therefore we're noyeg avelos for 33 days. And that minhag gives you 33 days of avelos, either from Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Shavuos, or from before Shlosh Yishmei Hagbal to Shlosh Yishmei Hagbal, it's 33 days if you count the Cheshbon. And therefore they died for 33 days, and we're noyeg 33 days of avelos to commemorate that. But we're not necessarily knowing the 33 days that they died during. The point is that during this time period, we should have 33 days of avails, connected to 33 days that there was the misa of the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. But again, according to that meaning, it's not necessarily the same time that they died. Now,
make a different 33, or specifically these, you know, either A, B, or C.
Those are the two options given. The third option given to start really right after Pesach, to start right after Pesach and go straight, except for Rosh Chodesh Iyar, until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, whatever. There is another, and then there's the other one. Mishnah Berurah also brings down, which he says he doesn't know the makor, but there's a makor. Obviously, is to do all the days except for the days, and because the whole sphere means that you would subtract all the days that they don't do Tachanun. And therefore, if you take away all the Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Cholmoed, you end up with 33 days as well. Okay. So the question which comes up, and this is the question Ramosha is addressing over there, is, can one switch their minhag? One year their minhag was to go, let's say, from the first half, we call it, from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, and then it's more convenient next year to switch it. So Ramosha says like this, it depends. What we said now was that the Machaber's minhag to go until the day after Lag BaOmer is based on the fact that the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva died until that day. And the other minhag is, we don't know when they died, but they died for 33 days, and after we go from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shavuos, more or less. Because they died for 33 days. What about the first minhag, which is the standard minhag, or well, it's not standard, but that minhag that people know about, which is, it goes from Pesach to Lag BaOmer. What was that all about? It's not the Machaber's minhag, because if it was Machaber's minhag, they died all the way through Lag BaOmer for until the next day. And if it's and the minhag of the Bach, which was to commemorate any 33 days, was really from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shavuos. So what about the minhag to start from Pesach until Lag BaOmer?
Why doesn't Mitzvah Seinu Pekula take care of that?
Okay, so here's the machla. It could be it does, but is that the point of that minhag? Is the point, right? So The Bach says exactly what you're saying, that this minhag is also the same idea. It's trying to get 33 days, and you have 33 days from the second day of Pesach all the way until Lag BaOmer, and the morning of Lag BaOmer gives you part of the days, you have 33 days. But the Ramosha's chiddush here is that he's medayik to Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon learned that this minhag of 33 days was really the same minhag as the minhag of the Machaber, which means it was the minhag to commemorate the exact days that they died. But this minhag holds that they died on the 33rd day, not on the next day. That they died, that they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. That's what this shita holds. So therefore, it's not that you're just doing any 33 days. You're doing specifically the 33 days that they died, and on Lag BaOmer they stopped dying. What's the nafkamina? So Ramosha says very important. This is the background, but here's the nafkamina. Ramosha says that to switch around, if the concept of the minhag is, you have to keep 33 days of Avelis. Now, like Rabbi Prozik said, it doesn't matter which 33 days, these 33 days, those 33 days, the point is to commemorate 33 days. So Ramosha says it wouldn't make a difference if you switch your minhag, because it's all one minhag. The minhag is, I keep 33 days. One year it was from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuos, and one day it was from the day after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, from before Iyar until Yosh Hashem Ekbal. I kept 33 days. So Ramosha says, if that, according to the Bach, you could also switch to starting from before, right after Pesach to Lag BaOmer, because also I keep 33 days. It's all one minhag. The question is choosing your 33 days. That's not called changing your minhag. You don't have to be matar neder on that. Because I'm really still keeping my initial minhag, which is to keep any 33 days. But if the pshat in the first minhag is, it's a whole different idea. I'm commemorating the days that the Talmid Rebbe Akiva died. So therefore, one year you're doing a minhag of keeping the commemoration of the days Rebbe Akiva's Talmidim died. And the next year you want to switch your minhag to any other 33 days. You can't do that. So Ramosha says, it depends. If you hold like the Bach or the Vilna Gaon, and what's the pshat in the first minhag, if you could switch back and forth. Now, he says it's a suffix minig derabanan. You could be making like the Bach, okay. But the chiddush Ramosha also is minigaya. If you could have multiple minhagim in one city, Ramosha says according to the Bach, it's not multiple minhagim. It's all one minig. It's basically all one idea. The idea is keep 33 days during the sfira, and make regardless of when they are. So it wouldn't really make a difference according to that if you kept the first, the second. Everyone's doing 1 minute. They're all doing 33 days. That's what he pretty much comes out. And in this sefer, V'dibar Tobam, this person asked Reb David, Reb Moshe's son, is that, but according to that, what does the Shulchan Aruch say, which is going in the Ramah, says, but you can't have multiple menhagim in one city. According to this, it's not multiple menhagim. It's not like it's good. It's all 1 minute. So Reb David Feinstein said that it's lav dafka. The Lashon, like it's good, according to this, is lav dafka. It's not really two menhagim. It's just, don't get people angry. Don't start, you know, people get very very personal about menhagim. And memela, it means, instead of David said that, according to this, you have to learn the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah lav dafka. Mikubaka efshad lavi lois is going to do. The birachas yesh inyan shalei lasus kein akoponim shemachloikas. Lav dafka mishnah is going to do. That's what he brings down from Rav David. So that means that really, according to this, all one big minig. And the Mela, that's why you're allowed to switch back and forth, and that's why there wouldn't be really a problem of lois is going to. Maybe that's why you have different minhagim. However, Rav Moshe writes that even though, based on this whole lumdus, he says the minig in Europe, he says until the minig in Europe by all in Lita and amongst Ashkenazim was always the second half. It was only after the war that people started taking, you know, being noyig in America the first, and the minig was always the second. Why? Because they held like the Vilna Goyim's pshat. Means they held that the Vilna Goyim's pshat, that the Vilna Goyim's pshat, and therefore that was really the minig of the Sfardim the whole time. The minig of the Sfardim was to do it during the Zman of the Misa of Rabbi Kiva's Tamid, which was the first 33 days. And they went till the day after, and then the Ramah said you could be Mekel until Lamed Gimel, until Ag Boimer. But the Ashkenaz didn't go with that whole thing. They went that the minig was any 33 days, and they chose those 33 days always. So according to that, they weren't allowed to switch because they held like the Vilna Goyim. You know, the first pshat, the first half was a different pshat, and they never switched the minig. So Moshe says over here that that's why, and they said the Moshe's Talmidim and everything, and that Moshe writes in the Tshuva that that's why you shouldn't make chasanas or anything like that after Lag Boimer, after Lag Boimer, because really that was never the minig Ashkenaz, and the Ashkenaz don't have a right to do that minig. Really, it's the minig, it's completely the minig, it's not the minig Ashkenaz, that's what he writes. So, that's what he said. So, and Reb David says, that's what he says. And Reb David says that that he was there a lot of times, and people would come to Reb Moshe and ask, making chasans with shasat chak, and this. And Reb Moshe says, the only shasat chak that he would say to make a chasana then after Lag Boimer until Rosh Chodesh Sivan was if the chasana is not going to be there afterwards. But if the chasana is going to be there, then you should push off. That was Rosh Hashanah. Maisa nowadays doesn't seem like that's really the case. It seems like the menhagim are all mixed up, and really people go back and forth because it became that you could choose whichever minute. So what's pshat? And didn't the Ramah seems to say that there is a problem with Sizgadu. What? I don't know. Chassidim do the whole thing, Mistama. So the thing is like this. I don't know what the minig is, but I'm looking around this farm and they say that the minig is that people don't make chasans after Lag Boimer, between Lag Boimer and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Right. So the question is, why not? If people shave and do take haircuts and everything, so why don't people make chasanas? So you could say it's because they don't want to inconvenience other people that are keeping the other part. But the emphasis is there's a taz. The taz says that besides the inyan of this avails of the sphira for the tamina Rabbi Kiva, there's another inyan that there was gzeres tachvatat, that there was bad gzeres and Klal Yisrael during this time. And the Taz says that's why Klal Yisrael doesn't make chasanas during the Sfira altogether, at least after Rosh Chodesh Iyar for sure. And even though they were makabal full avilas, but for chasanas they were makabalas. So Rabbi Forsheimer says matzad that you shouldn't make chasanas either after Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Okay, but Lamaisa, so if you don't go with this Rav Moshe, so why are there multiple menhagim in one place, and what happened to this Ramah that says Mishum Lashis is going to do, you should be careful not to have multiple menhagim? So the nemesis for that is that is that the Gemara in Yevamah says is that if there's clearly two mahalchim, shnei batei dinim, bi'erachas, there's no lishes goydu. In other words, if there's clearly two batei dinim, and each one has a right to paskin, their halacha, that's not lishes goydu. That's not a machlokes. The machlokes is only if it's within one court, one area, one community, that's a problem. But if it's clearly two batidin, two communities, two clearly identifiable places, there's no lishes goydu on that because everyone knows that they follow their mahalach and they follow their mahalach. So all the poskim say is that once this is back in Europe when there was a clear definition of a kehillah, and this was what the kehillah did, and they didn't do anything other than that. Someone would come in with a foreign minhag, that was lishes goydu. For example, I saw one. There was in the shul that I davened in growing up, there's a yid, he grew up in Pressburg, and he was the last class in the cheder of the Chassam Sofer, the cheder that was still there, he was the last class before the war that they disbanded the cheder. So he and a friend of his, or mainly the friend that was older than him, wrote up the minhagim that they remember from Pressburg. So he gave it to me to read. So one of the things it says over there was that the Chassam Sofer followed the Minhag Ashkenaz, the Rama, to put on tefillin Chol Moed. They're very, very makbid on this. Put tefillin on Chol Moed. So it said over there that they had for the kehillah a special tefillin made, that these tefillin had no parashias in them, that if a guest would come and his minhag was not to put on tefillin, they made him put on that pair. So that everyone had to do this minute. There's no. You couldn't just decide to do your own thing. But that's all over there. But in America, where all the kehillahs came and it's all one big mix, so everyone knows this kehillah had this minute. This person's from a kehillah that did like this. This person's from a kehillah that did like that. And the minhagim are clearly identifiable. And the mela in a place where there's a mix of many different minhagim and no one's tuffel or bottle to one person or one minig, then it's not necessarily going to breed machlokes, and it's not like it's going to do because it's clearly two identifiable mahalchim. If it's like a yeshiva or a specific place where everyone's tuffel to the minhag of the place, it could be that they could be mechayiv to keep one minhag, the standard minhag, because of this. But otherwise, you wouldn't necessarily have this halacha.